everybody, and welcome everyone to Dress Your Luck, the most competitive game in television. And now, without further ado, let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our first player, Thawan Elmore. How are you, Thawan?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine.
That's good.
You want to get this over with so you can play, right?
Yeah. Big bucks.
Thawan, what kind of a name is that?
Indian.
It's Indian.
Yeah.
Very unusual. Very nice name.
Yeah, and, my mother got some Lulus.
And you are a cake decorator.
Yes.
Ah, is that do you do birthday cakes and?
Any kind, funerals, birthdays. I'm not kidding.
That's a one of a kind cake. All right, so on. Welcome to Best Your Luck.
Thank you.
I think you're pressing it right now. Let's meet our second player, John Karras.
Hi, Peter.
All right, John.
Good.
You are from Pennsylvania?
Yes, I am originally.
And how long have you been out here?
I've been out here a little bit over 5 years.
Uh-huh. And what do you do?
I'm a student, and I'm also a salesman.
So you're looking to supplement your income a bit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good luck to you.
I hope so.
All right, John. Right. And let's meet our champion, Scott Hustetler, with $17,772.
Absolutely.
Scott.
Good.
You no longer have to be a frustrated stand-up comedian. You've got a lot of money.
No, yes, 000? Yes. I'm going to open up my own club. It'll be really great.
Good. All right, you got two tough competitors. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, players, I'm going to ask you four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins at our Big Pressure Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because, as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, sensational prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop! $1,500. Producers now owe me $8,600,000. Let's keep track of that. All right, however, there's another thing that can happen, and that's a whammy, as you all know. If that happens, you'll be very depressed, and you'll be out of money. So you want to avoid that like the plague. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Yes, ready. Sir.
Good. I am ready. Here we go. If you're out of the buttermilk that a recipe demands, what ingredient can you add to make regular milk taste like buttermilk? Thawan.
Sour cream.
Sour cream. All right, if you are right, Thawan, you're going to pick up three spins. I'll give your answer and two others to John and Scott. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer sour cream, cottage cheese, or vinegar, John?
I would say vinegar.
Vinegar, says John. Let's go over to Scott, the champ.
Let's throw in cottage cheese.
Why not? Throw in cottage cheese. Milk can taste like buttermilk by adding vinegar.
All right.
John's got it. Thawan, no spin. John picks up a spin, and Scott's trying to get the cottage cheese out of the buttermilk. Okay, second question. This is for all you game players. In Scrabble, only two letters are worth 10 points each. One is the Q. What is the other, Scott?
The Z.
All right. Is the correct answer Z, U, or V? Thawan?
Could you repeat that?
Sure.
Just the last...
One, there's two letters worth 10 points each in Scrabble. One is the Q, what is the other? Is it the Z, the U, or the V?
I'll say Z.
Z, says Thawan. Let's go over to John.
I'll say V.
V. Well, in Scrabble, you get 10 points for the Q and the Z. Okay, Thawan gets a spin. John stays at one, and Scott buzzed in. He gets three, and here is your third question. Who was the first American president to be born on the West Coast? Well, class, would you like it in multiple choice?
Please,
I'll give it to you in multiple choice. If you're right, you'll pick up a spin. Here it is. Who was the first American president born on the West Coast? Is it Nixon, Hoover, or Eisenhower? Thawan.
Sound like Nixon. I'll say Nixon. What's that?
Not real pleased about it, but she goes with Nixon. John, what do you think?
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower says, John, what do you think, Scott?
I'm going to go with John and say Eisenhower.
You're going to say Eisenhower. Well, guys, guess what? The first West Coast-born president was Richard Nixon. Thawan picks up a mighty spin. Goes to two. John stays at one, and Scott stays at three. Close game. 2-1-3. Not many spins. This question could change that. Here it comes. Curry is to this foreign country's cuisine as the hot pepper is to Mexico's. In what country is curry king, John?
India.
Is the correct answer India, China, or Morocco, Thawan?
China.
China, says Thawan. We'll jump over to Scott.
India.
India. Well, curry is king in India.
All right.
Thawan, you're going to say it too. John's going to go to big four, and Scott goes to four. And You're going to all have a chance to reverse your spades in the big stretch of $1, and we come back right after this. We'll go away. Okay, players, do you want to press your luck?
Sure.
Of course.
I know Thawne wants to press her luck. Well, I'll tell you what we've got up here is we've got some great prizes. We have $13,000 in cash and a few surprises, as well as a few whammies to keep you honest. Remember, each spin can bring you up to $1,500, and that's important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and that gives you a distinct advantage, which you want to have. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy. Everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies put you in your car on the freeway. Okay? The player with the fewest spins, Thawne, two big ones. Let's get some big bucks, Thawne. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $200. Good start, Thawne. You got one spin left. Let's see if you can pick up that $1,500. Here we go.
Stop
at $550. Two spins, Thawne. Next you, $750. Well done. John and Scott are tied. The player to my left goes first. John, four
All
spins,
right.
No dollars.
All
here
ready.
We go.
Stop.
Watch your toes, John. You got it out of your system, hopefully. Three spins
hopefully.
Left. Are you ready? Let's
okay,
get some money.
Ready.
Stop. $750.
All right.
You max the one with one spin. Two spins left, John.
Gonna go.
Press it on.
Stop
at $500.
Right.
Into four digits. $1,250. $500 more than Thawne.
One more?
One more spin.
Press it. Big bucks.
Stop. Stop at $500. Right. $1,750. John went with it and got $1,750. $1,000 more than Thawne. First place for now, but we're gonna go to the champ, Scott. Four spins, no dollars. Are you ready, champ?
Okay.
Stop at $470. Third place. Three spins.
Great.
Here we go.
Great. Stop.
Stop at earrings.
Oh.
Scott, you'll look at the trouble. $650. That brings you up to 1120. Second place, two spins. What do you want to do?
I'm going to press my
luck. 1120 at stake.
Okay.
Stop. Stop at 525. All right. All right. Scott, 1645. About $105 less than John. One spin left.
You're going to take it? To take it.
I'm going to take it. Scott's going to take it. Let's see if he gets first place. 1645 at stake. Looking for first place. Needs $100. 105. He's got 550.
All right.
Scott's pulling it out. Thawne's got 750. John, 1750. Scott, you did it with 2195. You're in first place. You've got the advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, pins, prizes, and surprises right after this. You have graduated to the big time. Big time by the fact that I've got four questions in my hand. Those questions turn into answers. Hopefully, those answers become spins. And in this round, a spin can be worth as much as $5,000. So you want to get those as many as you can and hold on to them, right? All right, remember, whoever wins this round gets to take all that money home and come back again tomorrow. That's exciting. And here's the first question, which will also be exciting. The next time you're choosing a pair of glasses, just remember that the experts at Beauty Digest say the color of the frames should complement your what? Thawne?
Complexion.
Complexion. All right, if you are right, Thawne, you get three big ones. Is the correct answer complexion, eye color, or hair, John?
I would say hair.
John's going to say hair, and we're going to go over to Scott.
I'm going to say hair, too.
You're going to say hair. Well, hold on, Thawne. Your glasses frames should complement your...
Complexion!
Oh! I was hoping you were right because I was afraid you would faint.
I was going to have a heart attack.
Three spins for Thawne. John and Scott are still in the cellar, but Thawne's out of it and very pleased with that. Here's the second question. Ladies Home Journal comes up with this bit of information. How many hours of homework a night do most high school seniors actually put in, Scott?
I'm going to say one.
One. Is the correct answer one, two, or three, Thawne?
Two.
Two, says Thawne. John, what
How
do you think?
How much do they actually put in?
Yep.
One.
Yeah, 15 minutes is not on this list. One. High school seniors average 1 hour
oh, yeah.
of homework. Correct. Thawne stays at three, John goes to one, and Scott comes in with a big three. So we got a tie between Thawne and Scott. She'll punch you, Scott. I got a feeling.
That's why I'm over here.
Yes, wise. All right. Third question. What girly magazine publisher recently announced his candidacy for president, proclaiming himself wealthy, white, and pornographic? Scott?
I'm going to say the ever-present Larry Flint.
All right. Is the correct answer Larry Flint, Hugh Hefner, or Bob Guccione? Go on.
I'll say, Larry Flint. What the heck,
right? You have a particular style of saying it. John, what do you think?
Larry's colorful, Larry.
Larry Flint. The net new self-proclaimed candidate is, of course, Larry Flint. Everyone's right. Come on, goes to four. John picks up a spin, goes to two, and Scott goes to six. You deal only in multiples of three, isn't that it, Scott? All right, you're leading right now. Let's see what this question does. One of the best-known landmarks in this foreign nation is a dramatic shell-shaped opera house on the bay of its largest city. What nation is recognized by its opera house? John.
Italy.
Italy. All right, is the correct answer Italy, Brazil, or Australia? Thawan?
Italy.
Italy, says Thawan. Let's go over to Scott, see what she says. See what he says. Sorry, I had to make nothing personal, Scott.
Thank you. I'm going to say Italy.
You're going to say Italy. Well, that famous opera house is in Australia. Wrong place, guys. All right. Thawan stays at four spins, John at two spins, and Scott at six spins. All our players will be taking those spins to the big board to decide who the winner is going to be on Crunchyroll. So you stay with us.
Thursday.
This is great.
Big bucks time. Big bucks mean $50,000 in cash up there on that board waiting for you to just take it home with you. But don't forget the whammy. He's up there, too. So be careful. Let's look at monies. We've got Thawan at $750, John at $1,750, and our champ Scott at $2,195. So that means you have the advantage. Scott, you're going to play last in the final round. As you know, that's the advantage. The player with the least amount of money is Thawan with four spins. But before you go, Thawan, we have a little reminder from Rosemary Alexander of Chicago, Illinois. Money and prizes can come true if the whammy doesn't jump out at you. Thank you, Rosemary. Go on, thank you. Are you ready with four spins and $750? Here we go, looking for big bucks. Stop at $1,500 and a spin, go on. Brings you up to $2,250. First place from third place, just like that, you got the same four spins. Got that spin, here we go. Oh, I think he's more afraid of you than you are of him. One, no dollars, one whammy, three spins. Let's make some money.
Go.
Press on.
Come on, $5,000. Oh. Well. You know, for a minute, I didn't think he was coming out, but he laid back. Two whammies, no dollars, but two spins, Thawan. Want to make some money? All right.
Okay.
No more whammies. Let's get some money.
Stop.
$5,000 and a spin. And a girl, Thawan. Ah. $5,000. You've got two spins left. What are you going to do, Thawan? You're in first place by $2,800. What are you
going to
do? Let me go on. $5,000 at stake. Here she goes. Looking for more money. $5,000 again. Thawan. $10,000, two spins. You've got $7,800 more than Scott. Two spins. What are you going to do, Thawan? What are you going to do? Pass them to Scott or go for it? What are you going to do?
I want to pass
them. Pass them. They go to Scott. Okay, Scott, you got two spins coming to you. Here they come in the pass column. You're going to play last, so you have to sit back and contemplate them for a while. And let's see what John does up against $10,000. John, two spins. You saw what Thawan did with two. Let's see what you can do with two. Are you ready? Stop. Stop.
I'm ready. Bring on
Blackie.
Bring on Blackie. I want him.
Well, the first thing you did is wiped out the $1,750, so now you've got no dollars, but you can pick up some dollars, and if you get a spin with it, you can keep going. John, you ready?
Go.
Sure. Go, looking for another spin. Looking for money and a spin.
Big bucks, let's go.
Stop. Stop at $600, John. $600 for you. You never know with this game. You never know. $600, two whammies, Now we go to Scott, who has 21.95 against Thawne's 10,000. Two spins. You've got to take, champ. One at a time. Are you ready?
I'll take them one at a time.
One at a time. You prefer it that way. Here they come.
Stop.
$1,500. So far, so good, Scott. Brings you up to 36.95. One more spin that you've got to take.
One
here it comes. 36.95 at stake. Let's see what Thawne does to him.
Stop.
At Sebring. Florida, I trip, Scott. And the value of it is $2,176. Brings you up to $58.71. $4,200 less than Thawne. Six spins. Now we go to the spins that you can decide what to do with. Are you ready?
I'm going to press my luck.
Pressing his luck, Scott. $58.71 at stake.
Stop
at $1,000 and a spin. $68.71. Six spins left, Scott.
You got to press on,
Peter. Press, he says. $68.71. Undaunted. A dining set for Scott. Valued at $1,399, brings your total to $8,270.
Oh,
$1,800 less than Thawne, five spins.
Let's go.
Scott says, let's go. A lot of money at stake.
Stop
at Hong Kong.
Right.
A trip to Hong Kong, Scott. Value of $3,036. Yep. You are now at $11,306. $1,306 more than Thawne, four spins.
I'm going to spin.
Spin, he says. Almost thought about passing. Now he's going to spin. A lot of money at stake, $11,306. Oh, Scott, you were on such a roll. And
I can't believe it.
But three spins. You still got a reprieve potential here. Three spins, no dollars. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck. I'm going to cash.
Here we go.
Catcher.
Scott needs
right
some bucks.
Stop
at D-Buck, and he got it, $4,000. And a spin, so you still got the same three. You're back up to $4,000. Scott, what a player. He said, let's go.
I can do it.
Okay. The Thawne's waiting with $10,000. Scott's got $4,000. A winning. Scott, the odds are playing games with you. No dollars, two spins, two whammies. Thawne's got $10,000. What are you going to do, Scott?
I'm going to take one spin.
One spin, he says. Here it comes. Thawne, hold on. Here comes Scott Spin looking for dollars and a spin.
Stop
at a whammy. Oh. You're changing the system. Yeah. There's the third whammy. Scott, your predicament is such that you have three whammies, one spin, and no dollars. One more whammy puts you out of the game and Thawne wins it.
Right.
You can take that one spin and pass it to Thawne in hopes that she whammies. If she does, John wins the game. Or you can try to make some money yourself and go for it and hope that you get something with an additional spin.
I'm going to have to pass that spin to Thawne.
It's getting passed to Thawne. Scott can play the spoiler. Thawne, if you can fight off a whammy, you're going to win the game. If not, John has been sitting very quietly and with a crestfallen face, has now changed his appearance. He may win the game. Thawne, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
John, are you ready? Here it comes. Thawne. One spin to see if Thawne's our champ. $2,000! Thawne, you are champ with $12,000! Even spite of what it says on your scoreboard, $12,000! Congratulations, Thawne. We'll be right back to find out exactly what you won right after this. We're back with today's big press up winner, Thawne, with $12,000. And Thawne, it's all in cash at $12,000. Congratulations. Whoa. Scott, you didn't make it today, but you are leaving with $17,772. Congratulations.
That's been great.
You've been a great champ. Thanks for being with us. John, you're not going to be going away empty-handed. We've got some nice surprises for you. I thank you for playing with us. You almost got it.
Thank you. You got real close.
Having you with us. All right, and we're going to see you again, Thawne, next time. But until then, remember, we got a thought from Danny Tassin of Copperas Cove, Texas. He says, keep your eye on the whammy and your TV tuned right here. If you press your luck wisely, you'll grin from ear to ear. Thanks, Danny. And this is Peter DeMarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Toys R Us, the world's biggest specialty toy stores, presents you with a gift certificate to be used at any Toys R Us store throughout the country. And Rice-A-Roni's Long Grain and Wild Rice, a San Francisco treat. Now the flavor of Rice-A-Roni's Long Grain and Wild Rice has the most wild rice. Plus, clothing by Dolby. Share your special feelings with Care Bears Kids Wear. All the lovely Care Bears in soft, lovable styles. Care Bears by Dolby. And there's a chore boy for every chore. Scouring cloth tough enough to remove burned-on food, but not the surface. Chore boy scouring cloth. More scour to you. Also, Ambush, a modern floral fantasy. Rich with excitement. As lovely and surprising as an unexpected bouquet. Ambush, the fragrance for romance. And Raft Blackhawk canned hams are all slow-smoked over genuine hickory and come in three distinct flavors. Original hickory smoke, honey glaze, and barbecue glaze.
This is Ron Roddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.
Get ready for fast-paced excitement and fabulous shows.